have to say the Nesir Chetrul is fake. So otherwise, even though we pass the Nesir Chetrul, even though we pass the Nesir Chetrul, is kosher, you pass in that way. What amazing is, so maybe if the Nesir Chetrul believes from Nesir Chet, that is removable, the new wish would so then to the Tavares, Vashenkin, here, Shramo says, the whole mocking Shasir Hechir, he's referring to Isir Hechisidro. So Isir Hechisidro, Isir Hechisidro is not in the race. Isir Hechisidro is not in the race. So, since Isir Hechisidro is not in the race, so maybe if Isir Hechisidro comes out from Isir Hechisidro, so then it's called Isir Hechisidro and it's gone. In the stopping, in the yes.
Why is the Sikha not a Vedra? The
Sikha Shashal already gave me too much of this. Should also be not a Vedra. Because a Sikha that is removable, that's the cloud that I have in the nation. A Sikha that is removable, I'll be new Chumishmish. I'll be new Chumishmish. So then many of the shame say Rajbo and Sakun Mechaber is that it's very mamish and the decay is not even effective. But see that the Sidon is a Gemara for Eshek that is kosher. The Machlok of the shame is only whether it requires a decay, it doesn't require a decay. So since there is no Shite, when do we say that something, even though it's kosher, but the reason it is, if there is a Shite and a shame, if there is a substantial Shiras and shame, that is trade. Mashain came. Tzir Gesidon is not trade. Tzir Gesidon is not trade. The Machlokes is whether it requires a teacher or doesn't require a teacher. But it's a Gemara of Horeshes, it's not trade. So no, it's no Horeshes.
So the whole reason is Horeshes because the
Shiras and Shiras. That's right. Right. Now Sipe, in Mistape, in he be gavo de chito. Uchshenevchine iso harbe in mireshi de chito. Uchshenevchine isi kokach miris asirke, shehi bechut sheiro. In other words, when is it the sirche kesidron? Only the addition is between the chito of one and the chito of the other. But suppose there is a suffix, whether the addition is between the chituch of one and the chituch of the other, or between the gav. Now, like this, it's a suffix. But when we inflate it, then it appears that it is that then it looks that the addition is in the chituch. So then it's changed. In the new set of water, the whole mokim should be solid faith, because it's always a zikon. If there is an addition attaching to the roads like road, then it's always showing the signal. I feel it too shallow, but I feel it cool and better. The Lord has been the holy service. You call it here and it's like a trade, it's not the signal. Me or my brother, me beckers me matter the share shallow. In my key shallow, they should have to hang on the side. In this we call a wune or your wune with God, yes. How old is the more mentioned by the two? In Nisricho Houne or Youme we got guests. Suppose the Une or the Ume was adhering to the trach, or the Chose to the Gresbo. Oy we shamune salei, that's the picardio. Oy we kisse. So oy we tau fishale. Or the Taufish Akobet, or the Taufish or the Nusa, the Taufish or the Nusa, shall we say Taufish Halei, or the Rechet, that's the abdomen, or the Almero, Shekirim, the Rechem, that's the womb, or the Almero, Shekirim, Oligo, that's the abdomen, or the Sipin Halei, Ben Shtei Arugis. Now the Simpen Ayere Ben Shtei Arugis. That is in the spinal portion of the lungs, towards the back, that space between the right in the back, the right and the right lung and the long lung, the space between the two pleural sacs, in the back. I think it's called the mediastinum. It's called. So that's the simple nair b'shei arubis. Or in kon alei, that's the aorta. Or in shamunes hasimpenes. In shamunes hasimpenes. Now I don't know what the shamunes hasimpenes is. It's a certain kind of vein. Shamunes hasimpenes. Or in kobe, is treifon. Va'afilu hidvuko le'achas minkeis alolo b'ni pilush. So still it is right. V'yeish makirin imoruneis o yeneis hasmucheis b'gargeres v'ukeis mamesh b'gargeres. So the Assam who are making if the uneis o yeneis adhere to the trachea mamesh in the trachea v'yeim b'yeim chilu klau. In other words, if there is no real pilush sheyuchal lahachnis etzba b'neiah. So what is he mentions is Shia. In other words, when is it kosher, when is it kshero, if the lung of the lung adheres to the trachea, and there is a real adhesion without any real pilush, what is called the real pilush, what is called the real gap, if the gap is so large that you could put in a finger. But if the gap is very little, you couldn't put in a finger. In other words, an etzba is this. This is not an etzba. Suppose the gap is so large that you could push in this finger. But not this finger, then it's not considered a pinch. So he says, Shiyuchal hach b'sefer meyer. V'chein. So why is it like that? Because highly beside. Because that's the natural thing. Anything that happens naturally is considered as a seer. Bechein im hoi wo ure is o yo ure is vukin le gamre mireishon a tzeifon mishumen a yiri bin ure is bechein im hoi so kolo reye vuko bishetre. So then it's not a seer, it's not trained. Why? Because this is a natural thing. כאילו שדרך ריבוסי וכך ואין זה סיר ואין הוא לי אחת הכל זה בגוי שאו שכוח ומומחה מי לא יורס ואין הוא יום לי מנקנס אין הוא לשום מכנס שניף לחשום הרי כי לשום מכנס אין חילוק ולדוק לכולי אוי לא נא so the shach points out and then again I mean we cannot ask any kashas because it's not based upon any story. It's based upon the mitzvahs, because Haimel is beside it. So we cannot be midame one thing to the other. But the Shach points it out. So here, my Sifchon Gim, my Shne Bidobu Kukar Dianne She Poshea Kol Sheni Yochel Ha'ach Nisef Tavnei. So in other words, in respect to the lobe of the lung, adhering to the trachea itself, so then even if there is so it's kosher even if there is a gap, as long as the size of that gap is not so large that one should be able to put in his finger. So even though there is a minor gap, it doesn't matter, it's still alright, it's still kosher. But in respect to the case, in respect to the case of Uma Hatvuko, so he says Meikro Nisefo. So in other words, he takes no gap at all. Why is it so? The answer is that there's the Mitzvah. Well, this is what the Shach is going to say. צורכי, מיישטר בידוך ומיאג ירשי קושה קושי מיוח להכניס את הולד, יעבוד אבין מייסטר עד יושב ממון לחי, והגויסו של הגודו שיחשו מיוח להכניס, אפילו מח, מקום מוקי מוקוס, ושום משם רב יורנם מיוח להכניס את הולד, שמע מנו פוצו מיוחי קושי, וכי משמע פסיוסי, ששיעות וכסאינו איך, ונראה, הרב נמשך החדירו נביא, שגם בגלל דרס כוס אפשיר אצבע וגם ניסים בין כוס אפור הדוקו מיקרו לסיפו ניסים ותאימה משמידי שלמה תקום בלעדים באורך האוכר מבסייר באורך האוכר מבסייר בינינו למקרים פרסודם לזו ומקום לא כמו ידיר את האוכר in other words, he still has hesitance the shach still hesitates in other words, sins in certain things we say that where the whole so Uma had Vuko. So we say that it has to be Vuko Mikamre to the Shepherd. So Vuko Mikamre Reishon Atzeiko. Vichayim O Yehudi is O Yehudi is Vuko Mikamre. Mireishon Atzeiko Mishumen Ayere Bin Umis. So in other words, only when there is no gap whatsoever in the addition, there is a perfect union, addition. A perfect addition, mirishon atzeichon. But if there is any gap in that addition, at the beginning, the middle, and the end, so then it's not rebisayim. It's not rebisayim. So it's right. But in regard to an addition between a unit and the gageres, so then even if there is a slight gap, as long as the gap is not large enough for a person to put in his finger, so it's still kosher. What is the reason? Because hoche heiner b'saye, hoche heiner b'saye. But still, the shach says, we did it zochi. In other words, he has his suffix. Maybe, even in the case, where the une is dovuk not to the shuman ayere the unes, but it's dovuk to the ktreikia, to the gageres, so maybe even there, so it's only shame if the addition is complete without any gap. But if there is any gap, even though the gap is a small gap, it's much less than what is necessary to push in a finger between. So maybe even in such a case, it's fine. Yes, it's okay. But the Russian of the Rabbi is that way, that in regard to an addition between Emune, Hoel Yeno, and the Gageres, so even if there is a slight gap in the addition, as long as the gap is not substantial enough, so that he should be able to put in his finger, so it's still shameful, so it's under the side. But in regard to the addition between Emune, to the Shuman Ali Ribbin Umeis, to the Shuman Ali Ribbin Umeis, so then it's only Haina Ribisaye, if it is looking with Gam Remuneration at Seifon, not if there is any slight. That's what Rama said. Because here it's Ribisaye that way, and here in regard to an addition between the Ume and the Shuman Ali Ribbin Umeis, the Ribisaye, the natural thing is only that it should be adhered completely without any gap, even a minor gap, and in regard to an adhesion between an Ule or Yeno and the Gageres, so the natural thing is only, the natural thing is not only when it's going to come, even when there is a gap in the addition, as long as the gap is not very large, what is considered a very large gap, if it is so large that it can put in the addition. ואילו אחת הכל זה דומי שהרסחוכם ומומכם לרויץ ואילו מכם זה ולשום כן ושניסו שמראה כי לשום כן ושיחיו את נגדו בכל העירה נאו, ציר חיילי ציץ מראה ויוטויו שאין דובוק לשום מוקי שאירו ואין צריך עבדיק so it doesn't even require עבדיק now we saw that there is a מחלב as the shame about ציר חיילי but that's the way it passes two paskim that way, and the Machada paskim that way, and the Ramo paskim that way. Actually, we saw in the Torah that there are three shittes. There is one shitte that Tzirchot Tluyo is kosher legamre, and goes between the require of Dike, it's not a law, it's not a race at all, and that's the way you pass. And then there is a shitte that the Tzirchot Tluyo is trained, and the Dike is the perfective, and then there is a third shitte that the Torah mentions, that the Tzirchot Tluyo is not trained. In other words, completely trained, but it requires a Dike. Without the Dike, it's not a shitte. But we pass, Chaber and Ramo, that the Sircha Truyo is Kshero, and doesn't even require the Dike. The Sircha Truyo, Hayetzis Nabuo, is trained. So if the Sircha Truyo comes out from the Buo, so it's trained. Mitimre, if the Sircha Truyo comes out from the Tumra, then it's Kshero. Sircha Shei Limokim Limokim, Biune, Oyvum Atzmo, Dino Kidin Sir Chotruyo. Now that's not a chiddush. And then, I mean, there are some Rishayim. There are some Rishayim who say that any Sir Chotruyo is trained. But even if there are some Rishayim who say that the Sir Chotruyo is not trained, is not trained. But if you have a Sir Chotruyo in the same mode of the Omni, not an addition between one mode and the other, you see, so that's more chamur than a Sircha Truyo. But we pass that not only is Sircha Truyo mamish is Kshero, even if it's not the Sircha Truyo, but suppose you have a roll of rubber. This is a roll of rubber. And then you have a piece of tissue. A piece of tissue. So coming out from one part of the roll, and then it extends, and then it adheres to the other end of the roll. It's a piece of tissue. So we pass that a sirche, a piece of tissue that comes out from one part of the same load and then at another part in the same load, so that has a meaning of a sirche. Sirche shi mokim li mokim biuno idum atzmo dino kibin sirche tu vidavke. So the Ramo says, "Shenasir chok tzor psaloreye, kishenei chinoreye, avri tzor achemikia hasircha, haposo shetachteo, makni, veinei olim pirche, heitei, kishoreye treite." So the Ramo says, that when do we say that a sircha, that it does not extend from one unit to the other, but it extends from one spot in the same unit to another spot in the same unit, as it did, or the sircha tuyo and the kshero, that is only if that sircha, that piece of tissue that extends from one spot in the same load to another spot in the same load is shorter than the psaloreye over that it covers, so that when you inflate the reye, so on account of that tissue, that sirche that is above it, so you see that part of the wound doesn't grow up through, because of the extra piece of tissue that adheres to the wound. So that is it. In other words, when do we say that a sirche that extends from one spot in the law to another spot in the law, so is considered like a sirche truyo only if it doesn't affect the blowing up of the law. But if, as a result of that sirche that extends, let's say this is the law of the law, and then there is a sirche that extends from here to here, there is a sirche, and in account of that sirche that extends from here to here, from one spot of the world to the other spot of the world, so whenever you blow up the load, so you get wrinkles in the tissue of the load. So then it's there. ודווקא שנסירך את צורם צהורי כשניף חינורי אבל עם קוצרו עד שמכיח הסירך הבוסו שתחתו מקליט and it requires wrinkles, it starts to wrinkle and to fold ואין אין עוד לפי חייתי כשור הורי יתרי if as a result of that silk that covers a part of the lobe of the lobe, so the full blowing out of the lobe is interfering, and because of that, and that spot, so it doesn't blow up, because it becomes wrinkled, it becomes folded, this part of the lobe that is beneath the silk, so that is the whole silk. פויו שאוהיל גם כן מפיחס הרי אוי שיש מקו בידי תן כנגדו is also pain. Suppose you have a סירחת רוב. Now let's see, this is the lobe of the lobe. And then you have a hand, a pain condition. But when you, so it's chill. But suppose, whenever you blow up the lobe of the lobe, this also becomes inflamed. So then it's like, then it's like, if the sirche itself becomes a player. In other words, a sirche pluyo is kero only when you blow up the this is the low and this is the sirche pluyo dependent sirche that comes out, and when you blow up the low, so this becomes blown up, but this doesn't become blown up, but it is a result of blowing up the low, so the sirche pluyo also becomes blown up, becomes inflated, so then it's like, and only she will smack it with the internet of the telephone. In other words, that all these things are based upon the mitzvahs. Because the whole meaning of sirche is based upon the mitzvahs. So we say sirche tluyo is not symptomatic of a neket, or is not indicative of a neket that is bound to occur. But she came, if coupled with the sirche tluyo, there is also in the date and connecto, there is an ulcer, there is a bruise. So when we see the two things together, on one hand we see the makel of the date, and on the other hand, connecto, we see a sirchot ruyo, so there it's like, kol mokim she'osu zchuch hasarei, in hefrez bein she'tei asirchot dako kechud asar, bein she'tei obo, וחזוקו ורחובו כגדה ולוי קייסם שממחים ביד ומחבר is very adamant against those who remove סירחס שממחים ביד ומסמח אותם לוקה וחולני קי כי הוא מחל חפס לישראל. That's a very sharp expression of מחב. יש לי שקוסם שמחליס now here we'll see, you see, you'll see, I mean, there are certain slaughterhouses. There are certain slaughterhouses that have 2 degrees of back kosher. 2 degrees of back kosher. 1 degree of back kosher is just for, you know, for people who are machna. And then there's another degree of back kosher that is for what they consider extraordinary. What are the 2 degrees of black kosher? Now, so there is one black kosher. There is one black kosher that means that it's black kosher. In other words, that a sirch. In other words, anyone. In other words, if it's a sirch, if it is the kind of a sirch that is removed by mishmish, by henry, by miyoch mishmish. So the person who is oil and kosher, so will not eat of that pain. Not in your pain. But then there is another kind of a sirche. There is a kind of a sirche that doesn't even require any mild handling. Because how does Hafsar Shalom Goyim say? When who is the one who is the more Schweitzer or Miyuch Mishmish? That's Rav Sar Sholem Goyer. Now, so the Torah says, it's not one of the case, that means I, מה יעקב כהן? ראו להכריז בפונה ונעני ההורי גימו ודלת פון יופי יופי של הדברים וכל סירחה שבינות את הלינו הזה כשהו כנועץ ביטקס כאלה הם 3 or 4 times he holds it down להכריז בפונה ונעני ההורי and to move it 3 or 4 times יופי יופי and ease as a result of the shaking it and of the touching it it's removed kshayam so the Rashbo is chayam but the Rav Yaakov Goyen went so far as to be matir handling the kshayam manipulating with the rain 3-4 times shaking it and so on and if it is removed so then it's a real power but here he says yeish kishakosim יש כשקוסם. That's not Rav Yaakov Goyen. That's somebody else. The Bir Agila says, "Kol bei bishim Rav Musachalov." יש כשקוסם שמחמיץ את בוי תחס הסיר ומדביע קצס עם נפסיקו מחמסת בוי כלשהו סיר חבסיין ומקשר. Now, מה רב יעקב גויין שיטה so then the Mechaber and Sif you reject it completely he said machel treves on Yisrael if you do what Rav Yaakov Goyen does he's a machel treves on Yisrael so that he rejected outright now he mentions another approach not to manipulate it 3 times, 4 times but just to put his finger beneath the Sirche and Magbiyak Tzatz and if it is removed immediately the first time then it's not his yet so here he doesn't say that anyone who does it is machal treves in Yisrael here he says in the Hocking Elo Bibeimas Yisrael so there is Hefzik Mom in Yisrael what do you mean Bibeimas Yisrael? Bibeimas Yisrael means where the Bibeimas cannot be sold to Goy and trade him out that's what it means Bibeimas Yisrael in other words today there is no such thing as Bibeimas Yisrael where there is such a thing as Bibeimas Yisrael because everyone has a trade market so there is no such thing as Bibeimas Yisrael so they want to be kachal Bibeimas Yisrael in other words if it could be sold and it trade the market so if it could be sold at this market so it obviously involves a great one or something and this is the kind of hardship situation that existed in the European towns if a Bibeimas was Nitrav so it meant it was a devastating experience for the butcher in the European towns it wasn't like today so the market so what so you sell it to Goyen so you charge a little less but it wasn't a financially devastating experience so the in the hotel the car there would be the him as he saw it the insane in our colors there would be the baby kosher the yore is a shemne rabbi it's a very remarkable expression Yoreh is a Hashem Rabbi in other words there are two kinds of Yoreh Shamayim there is Yoreh Shamayim and there is Yoreh Shamayim more than many others what does it mean more than many others what is that you are going to take a statistic and then you will determine that he is in the 2 percentile the 2 highest percentile I mean how do you determine Yoreh is a Hashem Rabbi is fearful of HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than many what does he mean by that more than many more than who more than others who are less Yoreh Shamayim actually I mean so what does it mean Yoreh Hashem Rabbi but what it means is this you see you know today there are certain things that are acceptable that are in fashion now in many circles so Chol Yisrael is in fashion so it doesn't mean that if a person is Zoyan Chol Yisrael that is a real Yoreh Shamayim it's in fashion it's his style it doesn't mean anything let's say 40 years ago if a Jew was Machmir Chol Yisrael in Yoreh Shamayim it was a real manifestation of Yoreh Shamayim but today it's his style I mean to observe Chol Yisrael it's his style I mean today it's fortunately it's his style to observe Bat Kosha Tura I mean So, but some people don't even know what prakosha means. I mean, they think that prakosha applies even to milk. I mean, they don't know what it means, but it's in style. Prakosha is a style. So that's no raya of the great Yerushalayim, because it's in style. So let's say, in the European times, so it was part and parcel of the behavior pattern of the every Jew to do certain things. Mashenke, if somebody, let's say, is ordering certain things that are not the style, then is the Yori Adishem Rav. So, in other words, what are the 2 degrees of that kosher? So, 1 degree of that kosher is that, in other words, that one will not eat of a behemoth where the sirche was removed by considerable manipulation. But that's 1 degree, that's the lower degree of that kosher. And then the higher degree of that kosher is that you will not even eat of a behemoth where the sirche was removed by the first manipulation. So in other words, where a sirche is removed, I'll be miyuchumishmush. Miyuchumishmush doesn't mean you just touch it once. That the Mechaber would say, Machatzel is Yisroel Chasichon. If it is that kind of sirche, that if you just touch it once, you pick it up, so then the sirche is removed, then the Mechaber would say that when you eat it, you are Yisroel. But when does the Mechaber say that you are machpik in Israel when it's removable, not by touching it, by my beard, at very close, but when you shake it once, you shake it second time. I mean, as Rav Yaakov Goyen says, you are machpik at once, a second time, a third time, a fourth time, and then without effort. But you do it a number of times. So, even though with the first Akboya, with the first Nua, it wasn't removed. But with the fourth Nua, it was removed. So Rabbi Yaakov Goyen says, it's still there. And the Hashbo is here. And the Mechaber passed by the Hashbo. But suppose the first time you put your finger on it, it's immediately removed, then even the Hashbo will be made there. That it's real now. There is such a thing as real now. I mean, you couldn't call every moisture that adheres to the lung, that's sirche. I mean, no one will go so far. So if someone will go so far, so then you won't be able to eat any bosom. Because you will find along the anus and the lungs, you will find on the surface, you'll find moisture. So there is a basic distinction between Rio Blaone and Isirk. The question is a question of degree. As a matter of fact, every Sirk, even the Sirk that could not be torn off, is a result of the lack of fluid that the lung absorbs, and that coagulates and solidifies, and that forms in the tissue. So, but there is a basic distinction between Rio Blaone and Isirk. So, when does the Hashbo say that the sirche, even though it's removable, so it's still trained, so it is battery the behme, if it's removable only out of miyuchu mishmush harbe, whether it means so even if it's done directly without tail, so then the Rashbo says that it's right. But suppose it's removable by merely picking it up, by merely shaking it once, by merely touching it, then the Rashbo is made it, that's real now. But still the Mechaber says we shouldn't be made. Why shouldn't we be made? Because it's sure. Because sometimes, you know, we have to draw a line. Is it removable by a clear boundary or by manipulating? So if we are going to the union, so then one shake it, we shake it 10 times, and we'll say, oh, the first time it will. I will just pray with it. And he'll mean it. I mean, he'll start to rationalize. So because of that, So only one who is younger is Hashem the Rabbi, that we know he doesn't like to deceive himself. So this kind of sheikh can be allowed to do it. But one who is not younger is Hashem the Rabbi, so the male who does not have the self criticism and to be sufficiently brave not to allow himself to deceive himself, so then he can do it. Otherwise, we are afraid that if we allow him to eat gossip of a behemoth in which the silche was removed in the first hakboye, so maybe he'll do it after 5 hakboyes, after 10 hakboyes, and they'll still say that it's rebound. So that's why it's machmir. So, otherwise, so we have 2 degrees of that question. Now, the only problem with the lower degree of that question is because there are certain shochet who are not very mild in doing what the silk has and with certain effort. So there might be a chash that maybe what he calls the just Hagboye Ba'ome is more than Hagboye Ba'ome. Maybe it was, you know, maybe he manipulated him a number of times. So that's the only possibility in regard to the lower degree of Bakash. Right. Take the Hashkis at the Hebrew or some of which. So why keep us back over? It really has been on the morning basis that men. Keep the shach, you see from the basis. Tell you has to keep us back over, Kabole, the Rabbins of Mizifri, Azeva, Hakim, the Hemo, so you wish to survive in Kidden Mishrito, Kubo, Mayo, Mayo, Silkes, that is the cautious. That is the cautious. When I go in, I didn't marry the Rabbis out, she got to them. She also in Zen by the Mina Mishasi leads a woman with the name of Mashi Mishikh. Milza would book a commercial. The rich can image the hand in the Hodo Mishikh. Mishim Silk and Mishikh. The Pier Sherashi Varan should be near Rufshin, Joel Lita Belezia. The Nair Vinira Shein Piershu. Mishim Silk is in that case. Machmasashkoi. The Raya Lotzosin Gorg, my Lisa, Eddie Borin, the Ike Silk and Mishtam. Alright, so it is in Mokia. So in other words, if you are mashkin with the hinde, some of the shchite, then it will be easier. It will be easier to remove something that is on the real ground. Now, Bishlein according to Rav Yaakov Ben Shite, we understand. But how about the Rashbo? The answer is even because that whole concept of taking mashkin with the some of the shchite is based on the morning in Beitzer Achmer, Mishchit Mishim Sirchen Mishchen, that means if you keep water to the behemoth of the dream before Shchite, so then a number of apparent Sirches will be moist enough so that they will be removable very well. So we should be calling to Rabbi Yaakov Ben Shite, do you understand? Because if they are removable, it's not a Sirchen. But according to the Shiva, the Rajbo, even if they are removable out of your Mishkish, it's still Silke, it doesn't make any difference whether the Silke is over the Chazoko or the Chomoki Gedel or it's a Silke Dako Kikudasaro, according to the Rajbo and the Chabah. So what purpose does it serve? Monefshe, on the contrary. So according to the Rajbo, we shouldn't give the behemoth to drink. Because if we keep the behemoth to drink, so then we might be misled. Because then, as a result of the drink that the behemoth gets before the shchite, so many circles, which otherwise would be very difficult to remove them, now it would be very easy to remove them. Very easy to remove them. So, aren't we marshal ourselves by giving maybe? So, according to Rabbi Yaakov Goyen, we understand it because we are not marshal ourselves. On the contrary, we are just finding out that what might look as real Sirches is not real Sirches. It's only real Baalme. But according to the Rashba, we are setting a trap for ourselves by being Mashke. The answer is because there are two kinds of so-called Sirches. There is a Sirche that does not go off immediately by touching it. Does not go off immediately by touching it. But only our real mishmash, shake it four times, we pick it up and we touch it, mildly, without force, but you manipulate with it, our real mishmash. So that's one kind of zeal. That kind of zeal that is removable only our real mishmash. Our real mishmash, so that kind of zeal is painful according to Rashba. But then there is another type of Sirchei, which is certainly no Sirchei, which is certainly a Baalei, which goes off by the first Akbor. Now, that kind, so if it is the kind of negation that will only be removed, not by the first Akbor, it will be removed only out of the considerable new Chumishmush. So, given the behemoth that will be for Shrike, will not make it easier to remove that kind of sirch. So it doesn't make any difference as far as those sirches are concerned that are removable out of the niyuch mishmush, so the big mashke behemoth will not make it any easier for the sheikh, the beitek, to remove it. But these are the other sirches, which are certainly only the down, that are removable by the first akvoye. By the first akvoye, so then it depends. If the behemoth is dry, completely dry, without any fluid, so then even the sirches that are immediately, readily removable by the first akvoye would not be removed so quickly, because the whole tissue is dried up. But if you give a lot of fluid to the behemoth to drink before shchite, so those sirches that ordinarily would be removable. When I say ordinarily, it means that a behemoth that is not dehydrated. So a behemoth that is not dehydrated would be removed by the first akvoye. So, but if the behemoth happens to be after shchita dehydrated, so then it will not be removed by the first akvoye. So the labor it will involve a great hefset in Israel. That's why he says, take the hashkis habim or some of the shchite, in order to avoid, to prevent unnecessary waste of money. Because these are being the sirches that are removable only out of the new chumishmush, not out of the akboye, the first akboye. So those sirches, it will not make any difference whether they are dehydrated or not dehydrated. It will not go up. But where will it make a difference? It will make a difference only in respect to those additions that are removable by the first touch. By the first touch. That kind of a sirche is no sirche even according to Rashba. So the mele, even the halo will be dehydrated, so even this real Baalme will not be removed so quickly. So because of that, it's an incentive to be mastering the behemoth in order to make sure that the behemoth is not behind. Yes, what do you mean?
Sometimes we have three kinds of circles. We have a circle that can be removed by the new mishmosh. We have a circle that can be removed by the small dark circle. We have this kind. We said before.
If you want to be exact, so you can say there are four kinds of circles. There is one type of sirche that is straight to a commentary, even a commentary of Hashem. There is no other school answer to show. That is a sirche that if you manipulate and you exert an effort the whole day, so you will not be able to remove it, unless you tear with it part of the membrane, part of the tissue. So that's straight to the No one will say that that's not it. That's a real sirche. The mishum so. Then there is another type of sirche that is not removable out of the niyuch mishmush grade. But how they need to, but we exert an effort so that it is removable without taking part of the memory. So that, according to most custom strange in the context of the law, according to the Orach Shulchan, it's not the code of Zachar. That's in the second type of Sirchel. Then there is a third type of Sirchel. That is removable out of the Yuchumish, Malgo, not out of the Tirchel, not without Mituk. Mituk means the exerted effort. As you want. Without effort, you won't be able to tear them. But then there is a third type of sirche that is removable out of your chumishmush without tirche, without nitu. So that's according to Ramon is muter, according to Pshakon Mechata Israel. And there is a fourth type of sirche that is removable by the first type, by the first touch. That is Ksheiro, even according to Pesachim Mechaba, except that we should only be mattered if the Sheikha is Yorei Adishei Adishem Rab, more than the ordinary Yorei Hashem. Why? Because of its job. Because if we allow this itself and its merit is beyond Chashash of people, but we have to be careful, because if we allow such a case,
so on.
Certainly a real element. And the reason is why it's stayed Hashkis Abeim or Somach Hushchite is in order to spare waste and hefset from Omen Yisrael is because of the fourth type of Israel. Alright. Yesh Mishayim Sha'abeidei Kiach Yisyoni Bibheimo Bizrizus Biloye Rifi Yodai They pray now again in his parakoshi sircho, so that is something similar to what the Mechaber discusses in Sikhidah, because here he doesn't say Machotev is on his heart. He also uses a similar expression that he uses in Sikhidah. Which is in your Shabbat, Yach Mishabim, make him of his new way if you die. In his parakoshi sircho, Kishamach, Zabim, Yode, make the Orei of the Chorou. It's another text. So what does it mean here? Here, before he said that he mentioned the case, as soon as he puts his finger, Tachat the Sirche, it immediately is removed completely. Yeah, in this case, in other words, he puts in the name of his Jesus, the Lord of the life. And the moment that, and if it's historical, and then he looks at it, and if he doesn't find any part of it, any part of it, any segment of it, in the real left, so then it's a riot, it's a real life. Why? Because then it's a riot that this was removed even without real commission. Because sometimes it's hard to tell. How do you know whether it's removable just out of real commission or it's removable by touching it by? Sometimes you don't know. Maybe you didn't touch it by. And maybe when you touched it, so actually, you manipulate it with it, you know, several times. So this is the test. But it's really, the test is to determine, as to whether it requires new commissions, manipulation in order to remove it, or just touch it. So that is it. In other words, even though he put his hand in his lizards, hastily, not slowly, so then you could say, if he put his hand hastily in his lizards, that maybe it wasn't removed out by mere touch, by merely touching it. But by manipulating that, maybe the swift movement of the hand that in itself entailed, involved real conscience. So the test is this. If, let's say, when it takes off the rail, when quickly, I'm sorry, when it takes off the seal, quickly, so then he cannot find, any segment of it left in the rail, then it's a riot that it was removed through manipulation, through mere omissions, but by mere touching. Because if it had been removed, not by mere touching, but by me, but by manipulating with that, then a little bit of that rail, of that circle would have been left in the rail. The fact that the whole thing was removed shows that it was real, that it was removed by mere touching. The age material, anyway, but in the case where it's removed only on the new Chumishmush, so then it's grave mamish. So the Ramos says, no. The Mishite will be not even mashing the Sirchus. Will be my abe. The Indian Chesirch and my Hodom Kalaye will be not it. Roche, I'm looking to his my abe. Hey, we're okay. The Indian Chesirch, hello, Rio Biaum, the art of Pishun Kulek Deilo, for no other company, Dine Seilu, the Nimchi, the Odo, the Achash, the Ishlem, and Mashi, the Sviho. To become what it's all in his Abin Kiri, the King, she did they are in Zoya, the Maya of Nahas, she will not be Kaya. So he emphasizes, only when can we be made here on the Sheikh of the Baby? Is the Maya of Nahas, mildly, gently, not the chaos, but if it's the Maya of the chaos, then it's not there. This, who says that? The Rambo. Because, so you see, that's the Rambo Shitose, that he says in the Archimation, because of the Archimation. Now look again, in Siflametes, and the next moment, the Achille Yidon, the Matilin Koasir, Hesanimuchim, Al Yimishmush, the Komoki Krepe, the Dilma Head of the Chesed. At Kamishay, so the documentation that the Ramon says that when is there a possibility to be made to of the Yahushua? Only when is the Maya of Nahas, not when is the Maya of the Mashmish, the Chesed. If he uses force in the Vedic, then we don't say it's real value, then we say it's right, then we say it's here. Then we say it is here. So that's why he says, shall we not be here? Now, though Hashukhan won its roots, but so it's not that he won its roots that I'll be the sack of the Ramon, it's all right. And I'll be the sheet of the Siose, it's all right. But the Siose itself passed this contrary to the sheet of the Hashukhan. The Siose himself passed this contrary to the sheet of Rabbi Yaakov Goyen. He passed this in accordance to the sheet of the Rashbo, but according to the Siose, according to the sheet of Rabbi Yaakov Goyen. So not only when it's removable, out of the new Chumishmush, the Nachas, it's reality. Even when it's removable, out of the new Chumishmush, the Chesed, and the Keah, it's also. But most possible, actually, the Siose is the Yochid. In the explanation of the Shita of Yaakov Goyen. And all the other poskim, they hold that even according to Rabbi Yaakov Goyen Shita, so it's only permissible to be Mayach and Mashmish Binachas, but not to be Mayach and Mashmish Bechez Ubikeh. Vitzorich, Shiri Al-Zoyah and Mayach Binachas, Shiri Al-Zoyah and Mayach Binachas, יש מקרים שיהיו אותו ממה יכול משהו מסיר כתב חודם ומיסר חלום הכמחת בכל מקרים שבסורת פרנטה ויש מקרים שנועד לראות לו גם בזה ואין נראה כסבורו ושאינו שאולי מה יביא ברודה ובכל סיר חיץ שאין שאולי כסידרון מאחר שסיר חושב כסידרון פרנט ומוסקבים מורה ואין חיים קולות אין לסמי אחד דברים הכירים בין המינוך והמשמושים. So the Rambo's own cheating is not in accordance with the beginning. But Avram is the rain, we must be to the night, we call a silk, the inchino be silk and silk, we know him not to match us up, not to rely on the Yuchunish in the night. You will be able to remove it. Right. So you see, the Rambo is not so make sure he doesn't give it flat like that. The Rambo doesn't give it flat like that. And the reason as to why, well, that is the trouble, you see. The reason as to why the meaning of black kosher is considered as an innovation. And who is Zoyan black kosher? Those Jews who are Zoyan other things also that are not really based upon the deen. So the reason is why so many people think that there is no purpose in observing Black Kosher is because they came from the towns in Europe, and in the towns of Europe, if they couldn't remove Sirches, so then the butchers it would be impossible for the butchers to make a living. Because in the European Shtetlach, if you couldn't remove Sirches, so then it would have meant that most of the Danes would have been clear trade, and there was no trade to market in the settler, so it would have meant starvation for all the butchers, and not only for the butchers, for many other Jews. If the butchers wouldn't be able to make a living, so that would affect the source of livelihood of all the other Jews. So they relied on the Pesach of the Rambo, and he said, Nochi Rochu Shuma Shekosavti, you won't be Hetzad Yehuda. But in this country, what kind of Hetzad is that? It only means a few more millions for the owners of the slaughterhouses. That's all it means. For the owners of the slaughterhouses. That's all it means. It doesn't mean anything else. It doesn't involve any Hetzad Yehuda for anything. Alright. Eid Yoago Bireinu, we have to call Sirches Doim Ukloi. They are going Moraki. They are going to Maya Benfar. Now, even if one is not Zoya in that culture, but he cannot eat veal meat that is not that culture. Veal meat has to be that culture. You know, there is beef and there is veal. Now, what is veal? Veal means the meat of calves, of a going Moraki, of young calves. That's veal. Beef is is not a going rat. So in other words, so even the Rambo, who is making in regard to the removal of Sirches, so he says that where can we remove Sirches? That's only in veins, in beef meat. So we can remove Sirches, because since it's a grown up behemoth, it's not young calves. So we may a real Sirches is not a removal of the Yehoshish. Mashiach came in young calves, so even a real Sirches is removable of the Yehoshish. Because the calf is not old enough that it should become firmly attached. So even the biggest Sirches is removable of the Yehoshish. So we may in real meat, it has to be baptized. In Bilmi, he tested the black kosher. Now, and the same thing is true of Dolim Yisroel in Lemit. So in Lemit, you cannot remove Sirches. Because in bulls, you can remove Sirches. Because in bulls, there is a basic distinction between the real Sirches, which is not removable on the Yehoshish, and real Bialme, which is removable on the Yehoshish. Mashiach came in calves and the lambs, so everything is removable in Yom Kippur. So the fact that he can remove it doesn't show that it's real value, because even the firmest sirch, so in the young age, in the behemoth, so it's never removable out of your age. Now, so still you'll find, even in Vilni, you'll find the butcher will tell you, I mean, you want my kosher or you don't want my kosher. So sometimes the butcher might tell you just because you already get more money. So that's it. But there might be a difference. In other words, because there are 2 degrees of black kosher. So in other words, if the butcher sells, let's say, the higher degree of black kosher, so the higher degree of black kosher means that even if it's removable by merely touching it, by picking it up once, so you still will not use it. Now, as far as this is concerned, so that will apply even to cats, even to your cats. Alright. But usually when we say black kosher, we don't mean the higher degree of black kosher. We mean that it does not have meat that was in which the sector is removed, how they consider it a manipulation. So in any way, in such a case, if it is that kind of a bad kosher, so that's required in view by everybody. That is whether it's Ashkenazi or Sephardi, because the Ramon is only making in big babies, but not in Abonimas. They indicate Yode Vyoma Fate, Parakei Hirchmis Acha Yode, the remote of Fate, Horishinem. Now again, Shoulai Abdelika Sheikh, Mr. Hazok and Edra Sirch, Oye, that the Horishimitz as Yode, from Shinra Biruch and Shimus Rosh. Because of the dark nation, we only have to be done. The material class here has an immuchim, or the mishmush, we come up in trade. If you may have here, the chizek, at Kamashin, the chifos akmashao, 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 according to the message, Shah Rosh Rabbi Yeruchem do fire Kosko Kapeski, the Vesel Shayna Misikot Manakimu. So we have here in Machon case between the Yosef and, on one hand, and the Dakimeshe, the Ramor, and the Shah, on the other hand. According to the Shikeo Rabbi Yaakov Goyen, the Yosef himself doesn't pass to Rabbi Yaakov Goyen. But according to the Shikeo Rabbi Yaakov Goyen, So the Bes Yosef says that the Kohen to Rabbi Yaakov Goyen Shite, that the Zirche that is removed out of Yochum Mishmush, is no Zirche to Rabbi Alme, so even if the Zirche is removed out of Nito, Bikeach, as long as it can be removed without tearing off a piece of the membrane of the lung, so it's still Rabbi Alme. That's the Shite of the Bes Yosef in Rabbi Yaakov Goyen. But the Shita most possible of the documentation, the Ramor and the Shah. The Shah is that even according to the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov Goyen, so it's a real Ba'alme only when it's removable out of the new Chumishmush Binachas. But if it's removable out of the new Chumishmush Bikeach, not Binachas, then it's strengthened according to Rabbi Yaakov Goyen. Right. Taboch shehich mis yode v'yom ha'atrei v'rakei nizboreir sholimit v'chatartesh. The diaphragm was not open. V'nimzo sh'ataboch v'noga b'rei u'poschu ha'tartesh u'bo u'batkuo v'nimzo b'treites machshires. Why? Because the fact that the Tavach said that his strength form is due, the reason is why the Tavach said that his strength form is because the Tavach was, the sack was not opened up yet, as yet. So maybe he couldn't clearly determine. Mashenkin, now after we opened up the sack, and we see there is no trefa, there is no sirche. So it's a chayav bure that the first tavoch just made a mistake. That's all. Fine. Now, look what the Tassel Machshir is. Nira sheze bayre she'atavoch eya b'feyosh she'bireya motzah trefas. Avol mom astam trefo yochleim ashe motzah itzineket b'chotzer hakodesh. Mashe motzah ashen kinchiva rabin yifudik ahaze ilu shineket b'chotzer hakodesh mushinatsky b'sinem ma'ol b'sayet b'shmai וזה בא בלחשיה, ואפילו מומר אני חפשתי בחוצר הכובד, והוא רואים את זה שם לגב, והוא רואים את זה נראה לגב ששאולים שרוב אשר רואה את זה, אם זה נקרקות מחיבוך אחרי נמייסי בשביל סיבוש, שאיר שרבים לו, שאולים שטוב עצמי להתראה, או יסוף או שהוא קוקו לו, הוא באמס, או איש או פסוכו, כבר הוא שוב. So in other words, the task limits that this thing to the case where the tabor, the first tabor said, that he found the trefa in the rail itself. But if the tabuch said, the first tabuch said, that he found the trefa, he found the trefa. So then, and then the other tabuch, after we open up the set, says he doesn't find the trefa. So then it's no raya that the first tabuch made a mistake. Maybe the first tabuch made a tike in one of the organs and he found the trefa. The second tabuch, he was only dating the rail, he wasn't dating. Suppose there is a kosher. There is a sirche. But a sirche kisitron is sheher. A sirche shaloi kisitron is not sheher. Suppose the beik said shaloi kisitron is v'acher matrishe v'eimer kisitron is ma'amid na'beinu kisitron. Why? So the shachs sifmer v'acher matrishe ma'ir v'vohu shnei v'asachas l'bez amoy v'sif shachaze. So then, so since there is a crochet, so they cancel out each other. In other words, and since they cancel out each other, so maybe we are mining on the cheskas kashma, so we may go, nishchato, the cheskas heterimates. So it's the cheskas heterimates. Now the next, hakein rei, v'yomar shemotso bo sirche, v'mokim shiitrei, והמלך יראי מהיר שהוי סוף במוקים שיקשר כיוון שבואו שניהם בבשח אסל בסדין אין כנבס והרי זה כי בהיבו שמר דורי יוקים שמיתיכו. So what is the פסק הוא מחבר? What is the פסק הוא מחבר? זה תצמוד עליהם דרמוס אלס יצוסה כי פסק הוא פלאג רבון אקסט במוקים אפסיד גודו. So for the מחבר פסק הוא in all situations. So it's muta. So the male sees there is a kosher between two and vasachas. So the two agones cancel out each other. If they have a kosher to mandoes. So the male sees there had been no agone by anyone. By either there had been agone by as if there had been and no agone by anyone. So the male will have money to pay him as a kashas. The same thing is true of sick desire. But it only follows logically that when the Mechaber says in Sif Nezayim Omer Rabbeinu Kshalim Kisidron Oysom Ve'acha Makrishe Yeima Kisidron Oysom Ma'amin Rabbeinu Cheskesete Alem Tzimut Abachile. So it's the Mechaber Mishitose that the Eved in the Reya was never so then in Tzimut Abed Masheiki Nekonit Lerabo Upastis that the Eved in the Reya is Nita. So it's also said that the Godu. So here, the two agones cancel out each other. So it's considered as there had been no agone. But if there wasn't, it shouldn't be different to the case where there was no tikkun made. Since they canceled out each, the two agones cancel out each other. So that means doubt breaking off. The agone of one baby and the agone of the other baby cancel out each other. So there is no agone by either baby. So what does it mean? There was no decay. we don't have any evidence of it decay. According to the Sacro Brahmo, there is no evidence of it decay. So it's also a severe. So the reason is why the Mechaba says the Sikh Zion, because I said there, because the Mechaba Mishito said that the Eved without the decay, it's muta, Mashenke, according to Ramo, it would still be awesome, except the Mokin Ethical. The Hebrew came to Sheikh Mizor the Hobbit. The Nihu Habeinu is Eitzel Eved the Hobbit. The Shkito the Dike. In Hebrew Shishi, Shemo the Hobbit, the Chris Yodei, the Nota Kasirches. The Pikas Rea the Rabono, who spake a lot. Nihu in Tabochim the Hobbit, the Gil Lasta, Yeshlochush, Afido the Eved. Now, again, from this Ramo, it's also Mashma. This Ramo Shite in the Archimedes, he says here, Behind the Kings, Shesheikh bin Ezra in Hobb, the Nicho Abed is Ezra in Hobb, the Shrita with Dicky. In Cheshishi, Shemo Oyen Kihobi, Dich Misiode, the Nota Kasiris. The Nota Kasiris. So what? But if the Ramo, that Ramo passes like Rav Yaakov Cohen, that it's already the Sirche is removed, even out of the Yochumish, the Keach of the Chayze. I'm sorry. The Rav Shalom Cohen, that where the Sirche is removed, out of the Yochumish, then it's without. Now, if the Ramo, here, had agreed with the Shito and the Siosi, that even when it's removed, that according to Rav Yaakov Cohen, even when it's removed, our Benito could be chaos. As long as it's removable, without tearing off a piece of the membrane of the lung. So it's real reality. So why does he say? So he says, in Cheshishin, Shemon, Chodin, Yechvishyot, and Yechvishyot. Why? We don't have to do Cheshish. But the implication being, that if it had been discovered that that was the case, then it would be traded. But why? If not only that, because we don't have to be religious, even if we know that the Chobi pushed his hand and he tore off the Sirche, but we see that the membrane of the lung is intact, not a piece of the membrane was torn off together with the Sirche. So then you should still be with there, according to Pesach Ramon, who passed through like Rabbi Akiva Cohen. I'm going, but the answer is that the Yosef's shot in Rabbi Akiva Cohen, but the Ramon in the Archimedes is clearly, and he holds the people according to Rabbi Akiva Cohen. So it's only real reality, it's removable. The Nachas are the Yochumishmish, but not if it's removable, the Keach or the Nitu are the Yochumishmish, that's not. So that's why he says, in Chedish is Shema Yitchobi, Yich Nishem Yachasichet, Kisli is Rabon and Yisrei Kebe Hoki. Nidu, in Tavoch and Yitchobi, in Regiolas is Kach, Yishrochus, Afil of Dere, Uchatil of Yishrei Zoyer Bchobi. So you can see, I mean, how far removed today's setup is from the Pesach of Ramon. Alright. Reyes and Yikvo, in Kein Chitochayim, it's now, here I start discussing the two members of Rav Nachman. The two members of Nachman. One member of Rav Nachman is that if there is an addition between the Reyes and the Deite, so then, and if there is, and so we have to be Cheshish. So we have to be Dikas. Especially if there is Smochit, if there are answers in the world, and if it hears from the Deite, so then in the holidays, we have to be Cheshish. And the current one, we have to be Cheshish if we download Smochit, no answers. But we have to be David, and then it can be Luther on the basis of that vision. And so there, that's the first member of Nachman. And in that first member of Nachman, we have three Shittes. We have the Shitte of Rashi Basis, we have the Shitte of the Reef, we have the Shitte of Rabbetam and Rabbi. Alright. Then we have the second member. 1 second, please, let me go. Then we have the second member of Nachman, that even if there is mamish letter in the Bimokim Chituch HaDeune, not just in any place in the world, but Bimokim Chituch HaDeune, and it is covered, it is misted by the data, and if it's sorry of its sorry, Kabila says, so Kinegif Chituch HaDeune, so then even though there was mamish letter, so the letter is here. Now, Reyesheik, so this Sifri Tres is the gravatory of the second member of the life, where there is Mamishinet, but it is blocked by the David. Reyeshemikwa bin Kirchituch Ho'unes, Vigavone, Kinegeda David, Vigavon Saint Mosso, Visirchesh, Vigoso Sheminatsois. Now we have Machriches between Rashi and Rabbi Gershon. So, at that point, Rabbi Gershon is the Meitir, and Rashi is the Machmir. Another point, Rabbi Gershon is the Machmir, and Rashi is the Meitir. But, so we have a Machlekes Rishayim. When do we say that the Deifen cures the letter? So, according to Moshe, so it only cures the letter if it is blocked by the Boso Shebei aspects. But if it is covered and blocked by the tzvois themselves, then it doesn't join. This is how we ask, Vizir Chalibosa should not join, is it not so Vizir Chalibosa should not join? Or if it was all the Etzel, is Kshayel. Now then we have another machlokes. According to Rashi, that it has to be covered by the Bosa Shebina tzvois. Suppose it's covered by the Bosa Shebina tzvois and the tzvois, so there is a shita that is machlokes. But at that point, most Rishonim say it doesn't matter, as long as it is blocked by the Bosa Shebina tzvois also, even though it's not blocked exclusively by the Bosa Shebina tzvois, so it still cures the naked. So this is how the Chabad passed. That is because there are three shittes. There is one shitte by Rabbi Gershon that it can be blocked to cure the naked, even if it's blocked exclusively by the slaves themselves without possible slaves, it still cures the naked. There is another shitte that if it is blocked by the possible shabbat slaves, exclusively then cures the naked. But if it is blocked by the slaves, or even by the two of them, the boss of Shabbat Tzvois and the Tzvois, he doesn't kill the Neket, and then there is a Shite that if it is blocked exclusively by the boss of Shabbat Tzvois, he kills the Neket, and if it is blocked jointly by the boss of Shabbat Tzvois and the Tzvois, he don't kill the Neket. This is how the Mechaba passes. When you push on the Etzim Shir, Ah, the Wiki Spuch of Etzim, the Badi Trey, the Chil Adin, the Chol HaShomim, in every healthy portion, Shechineget Unes, the Maira Da Wiki Sikshevo, the Kishamok in Tzah, ונתרקו לדייפה, והוא סייסמי, ונתרקו לדייפה על החוץ של נתחיל מהחוזק, ומשום בהיר איך נקרא חוזק, ונסחו ושום טריפה, ונסחו על גבי החוץ של חוזק, דינק ונסחו בחוזק וטריפה. That's all mentioned by the tour. Then the Ramo says, ודידון, ונעפקו זה בחלוק מהיר, גם בכל החלוק עם אשר נסגוע, הוא עציף הסימן. כמו לא אבו, ולא אבו, ולא אבו, ולא אבו, ואין הוא משמעות. כי מן הקדמיינו, ביאשתי לצפי צופה, שעונו מבני ידיהם, ולא חיים עם האחשיו שום סיר חבריהם, אם לא ימוצו בנצולאיס, חסכו חיס וחסיטרון, ממצו מחפשיון, לצד איתכו, ויועדים ומבי ומא, בחסיטרון, גאי גבנה, וכבר מסברו, שנועגו להוקר, בסיר חואה מסנתקס, על במיוך ומשמוש, נער. The Rambam says that now, here, from Siv Yudches, up to the end of Siv Lamedes, the Mechavada discusses both members of Rav Nachman. The one member of Rav Nachman is the member that deals with the case where there is a naked mamish in the Chituch HaDeune, and it's blocked by the slaves, by the Bosh Beinat slaves. So then it cured the Neket. So only under certain circumstances it cured the Neket. In other words, only the Neket is in the Kinch Duchel Elohim, and it's blocked by the Bosh Shebinat Zloyes, and it has to be solid, 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 solid. Otherwise, it wasn't pure. Then there is another member of Allah, when you just see an addition, and between a part of the long and a part of the data, and a part of the data. And we don't know whether the addition is due to injecting the long, so then it's great, or the addition is due to a certain condition in the data, so it's chaos. So then, so Rav Nachman mentions two tests. So the Gemara mentions two tests. One test is mentioned by Rav Nachman himself, and the other test is mentioned by another Amor. Alright, so the Gemara mentions two tests. So we have three shittos of Hashem. Now, the Mechaber passed this like the shita of Rav Netan and the Rambam. So, the Rambam shita is like Rav Netan, except that the Rambam mentions one chumra mitzadilek. So, Mele, he mentions one chumra mitzadilek, not mitzadik radim. In other words, if we do not find imak in the day, If we find the mark in the Rambam, so the Rambam and the Rambam both agree that we attribute everything to the Rambam, to the mark in the Rambam, and it's chaos. And the Rambam is chaos. The Rambam is chaos. Even if we find smoking ulcers in the long, but if upon testing we found the ulcer, a bruise in the Rambam, the Kinecto, so then we attribute the addition and the answers, everything, to the matter in the David and the Mele in the shape. So that's the Shita of Hamzah, the Shita of the Rambam, and the Mechaber pacified. But then the Rambam has another case. Suppose when we test it, we do not find a mark in the David. So then, according to the Rambam's Shita, and according to the Rambam's Shita, so we have to make it decay, and it decay is effective. And Rambam says, we make it decay, decay is effective. It decay is effective, and it's mutter, even though no market development was found. And the Rambam says that we can do it is like that, but Rav will call Israel to be marketed. Once we don't find in marking the data, so then we have to be marked with it and we shouldn't rely on it. So the Mechaber passes by the Rambam. But the Rambam Shita is essentially like Hamitam, except that he mentions the Chumra in regard to the case where we do not find a marking the data, so we shouldn't rely on it. To be marked with the data, we should be marked with the data. So that's the way the Mechaber passes, like the Shita Rambam, which is essentially the Shita of Hamitam. Now, 1 second, please let me finish. Now, that's the Pesach of the Mechaber. So Mele, the Mechaber has reason to elaborate on these two laws. That's why, after Simin Yitches, you have seven more simonim discussing the first member of Rav Nachman, the second member of Rav Nachman. Mashiach Rambo says, he doesn't have any more agoyes except the end, which relates the rest agoyes, and Sine and Sifrofei, which relates to another region, to another area, you see. But he doesn't make any agoyes. Why? Because according to the Pesach of the Rambo, all the city, Mites, Chof, Chopalet, Chopeis, Chopimu, Chopalet, Chopei, are irrelevant. Why are they irrelevant? Because, one second, the Rambam is cheshish for all the shittos Hashem. So, now, let's analyze the two members of Rav Nachman separately. One member of Rav Nachman deals with a situation where there is banishment. And then, so even so, if under certain circumstances, so the stima sadeite, or the person should be not slaves, can cure it. Now there is a shita of Rabbi Gershon, that even when it is sober, sorich, and sorich, it's sorich. Sorich, it's sorich, it's sorich. And the naked is in the king, chituchi, is. So then it cures it, but we still have to resort, according to Rabbi Gershon shita, we still have to resort to a of being Nitzeach of blowing up the loan as it is attached to labor, and we pass from the Rabbah pass from saying on the king that he came. So Melee, that means that according to the Psalm of the Rabbah, the whole memory of Rav Nachman, the three Shemikwa, we take in King Chituch Adimune, we take in Zitmoso. So his Kemo has no relevance to that. Because according to Rav Nigel Shishite, he can only be Mutea with everything. With all the favorable circumstances, it will only be Mutea if we put this long that is attached to the whole portion of the long that is attached to the lengthen, will don't get the lukewarm water and will start blowing it. And we'll have to notice whether it bubbles or it doesn't bubble. Otherwise, it's just a mere ignore. But we don't rely on the whole thing. We don't care. And the Rambam passes like Rabbi Gersh, that even when there is a nekev in Kibritukh Adimune, and it's listed by the nekev, so the nekev is cured, but the nekev is cured only if we make it decay. But we cannot make it decay. So the Meile, the whole member of Rav Nachman of Reye Shehikvob in Kibritukh Adimune, the nekev is a force of Shero, has no relevance. Now, then the other member of Rav Nachman, then the other member of Rav Nachman, if the Reye was naked, not in Kibritukh Adimune, let's say in Kibritukh, or in the Une, but not in Kibritukh Adimune, in another place, in Kibritukh Adimune, not in Kibritukh Adimune, but in Kibritukh Adimune. So then Rav Nachman says, if he appears in the event, so then, we don't know whether there is a naked in the Reye or not. So then, Rav Nachman says, we have to be ready. So that we should be saved. Now, so, only according to the Shita of Rabbi Tam and the Rambam, so there is a situation where it is muter, even without a tikkun. But according to the Shita of Rashi Tosfos, and according to the Shita of the Ri, there is no situation where it would be muter without the tikkun. So there, it means a contrashi basis and a contrary. So when can it be there only if we make it bigger? But if we don't make it bigger enough, and since only when we keep it bigger, so the main adagaman of Rav Nachman has no relevance either. That's the reason that's why the Rambam just took a vacation and he didn't make any agoyes after that. So that's what he said. Will be done in a possible community. Gam the Kohaka Mukina Shinquara Sikhati. If one lag with the Kokila Hotes, we have to back it, then we shall is. Kimine can bring you, the Ashkenaz with Sofas, Shonen with Nebeyen, the Lohen in Lahasha Shinzilke, the Reye, in Roy Beizun is a Sukhe, the Besidro, the Mat of the Hetzel, it's a Dukro, who had been Uno of Numa, the Besidro, Kalgale, who from Foya Shadoa, the Hoke, the Silham is like. Because of the new commission. Now, some as the kasher, why does he say it's not, there is no nakir? There is nakir in the case where the naked is, bimokim chituch adiune, bimokim chituch adiune, it's listed by the different before such a spoils, and it's only the soil, the soil, so there, even though there is a naked, so it's cure, so it's kosher, so then we don't even have to resort to decay. The answer is, even though the Rambam doesn't spell it out, this is what the Rambam means. The Rambam means to pass like Rabbi Gersh, that he, in that case, will require decay. So, and since we end up beginning with decay, so maybe even this deed of Rabbi Nachman has no relevance for us. Bidavke now. So this is what Rambam says. So according to Rambam, there is nothing else to discuss. It's not negated. So, to discuss, but the Mechaber continues. So, Vidakke kineged the Une is with the Masha. Avos Roi kineged the Une is straight. Then, Ho the Masha Rino. So far, the Mechaber is discussing the memory of Rav Nachman that deals with the case where there is Manashe. Where there is Manashe. The Ho the Masha Rino, Dabke kishaneged kineged adeh. Aber in Mukwa mit Uchini, Oy a pivo bishi pule rei, vi sir reyet is mishom mit dem trei, vi sir reyet because then then estima sa gente dos na pivo neke. Vi sir reyet is mishi pule ine, um is kashete salgado ine, vi is khachet le deite, im rei va sir rei digado ine kshero. Vi im lafri, im sir kho oy lo min uno le dei pense di sare uno trei. Vim sirro e io mi uno e dei che mi uno e dei che mi uno a asmino posso vo la de tu mensch de deis che da mi gon posso vo vo me khaba pas con la gente che da asmino posso vo now so so far up to sirro veis so de me khaba discuss the member of the nachmen the deals of the things where there was management and the shaila was whether the naked that already occurred is cured enough. Now, from sin of pain, the Mechaber starts discussing the other member of Abraham. Where the naked is not in the kinship of the woman. The naked is in the woman. And so then there is a naked, so then of course, it's not cured. But suppose we don't know whether there is a naked. But there is an addition between the wune or any part of the womb not in the became chituche wunes and the date. So if there is an exception, of course it's right, then it cannot be cured. But suppose we don't know, and that's the question, is there an exception? So Rav Nachman says we have to test it. So now from Sifko Beis he starts discussing the other member of Rav Nachman. Im Omer Shruch HaLidei, Im Nishmah HaKibidoi Rik Sheiro, Vein Yitzrich HaBdike, Who she is that? Rashi Teisves? No, according to Rashi Teisves, so the fact that there is HaKibidoi Rik, that's not enough to be Makhshir. The fact that there is HaKibidoi Rik. According to Rashi Teisves, so we have to have So there has to be Tartar Tibusa. First of all, that there is Imaki Bidefe, and number two, that there is no ulcers, no smoking in their own. But suppose there is Imaki Bidefe, after we detach the womb from the Bidefe, we saw there is Imaki Bidefe, but we also saw that the womb itself is ulcers, it's smoking, so it's not the terrace. But the Mechaber is not Chishish for the Shita of Rashi. So he says, that's why he says, in Zichro Beis, Umo Shrucho Lidei, Im Yishmaki Lidei Fem Sheiro. Nothing else to do. It's kosher. We don't bring it to the Chishish. That's like the Shite, that's like the Shite of the Tam, and also, like the shite of the rib. At that point, the rib agrees with Rav Netan. If we find in Makir Beifel, so then we attribute the addition, to the Makir Beifel, to the author in the Beifel. The Makir Beifel is straight. The Rabbi will be here. Now, this part is not in accordance with the shite of Rav Netan. Is not in accordance with the Shita of the Rambam, but that's in accordance with the Shita of the Rambam, but not in accordance with the Shita of the Rambam Mikrevine, because the Rambam says, "Imei makev geife," so then Mikrevine we can debate it, and if we opam dike, it doesn't bubble, so then it's sheol. But he says, even though that is the dimedik more, but meilam loy matzono, any valuoyet that you should be made like that. So the meaning is...